Good morning. It's 7:38 and it's Monday morning. We'll be talking about wine in a moment and why a small glass of wine is no longer a small glass of wine. But before we get onto that, one in five of us is taking on extra debt this year to pay for Christmas dinner, according to a leading debt charity. Adam is here. So this isn't about buying expensive presents for the kids, Adam.
Well, it's about everything. It's about paying. It's about paying for Christmas in general. But the Money Advice Trust, which runs the National Debt Line, has found that 21% of people have already borrowed or plan to borrow money to put food on the table. And I think it is about that pressure, isn't it? About Christmas, about the spiralling cost. One in three Britons is also borrowing money to cover the cost of Christmas presents. And last Christmas, the number of calls to the National Debt Line went up by 80% between December and January. We have been asking shoppers in Cardiff if they ever get into too much debt at this time of year.
One income for our family, so we buy what we can afford. Yeah, I guess that seems a sensible thing to do, really.
Well, you always overspend at Christmas, isn't it? You've got to give the loved ones what they want. Who started a new year in debt every time?
I'm already having to like budget, me being a student at Cardiff. Nothing on credit, to be honest.
We get enjoyment out of it once it's all over. But yeah, we do go overboard, definitely.
Joanna Elton is with me, Chief Executive of the Money Advice Trust. Morning, Joanna.
Good morning.
Those little responses there probably sum up a lot of your problem, don't they? Have one person saying we buy what we can afford, and then rather cheerfully the next person saying we always overspend, and then someone saying we go overboard. We can make light of it, but actually there are people running into serious financial problems here.
Yeah, there really are. And I guess our message today is that there are things you can do about that, actually. So things like setting a budget, which people do for the rest of their lives, but maybe don't for Christmas. So a quarter of us set a festive budget, and maybe some of the rest of us should have a look at that. And then trying to keep track of spending as you go. You know, we saw on Black Friday, didn't we, that all those interviews with people who bought things they never actually intended to buy. And that the pressure that some of your interviewers talked about to give the kids the perfect Christmas and all that, it all builds up. I think, you know, some of our advisors at National Debt Line have put together these top tips, and it's things like, you know, just buy for the kids, or if you're going to buy for adults, do a secret Santa. That's what some families do, where you're just buying for one adult. And then I suppose the main thing is, if you do get into difficulty, there is free independent help available from National Debt Line or a Citizens Advice Bureau. You know, go to free help rather than paying for it through a fee charging debt management agency.
Jonah, do you ever feel though that you're on one side of the argument and ranged against you are colossal marketing budgets, as you said, trying to get us to spend ever more amounts of money on presents?
Yeah, so that's about, isn't it, people being clear about what they want to do. And as you say, you know, your interviewees summed up the different range of attitudes. But if people want to take a stand, they can, actually. It is tricky. Budgets are tighter than they've been, you know. But there's another story this morning, isn't there, about food banks and people being only one payment away from financial crisis. So that when budgets are that bit tighter, it means that people do need to be more vigilant if they want to avoid a debt hangover in the new year.
But do you think that the problem here is that at the moment people have less money in their pocket, or do you think it is that sort of ongoing pressure to spend more and more?
Well, I think it's a combination of the two. So it's true that that people's budgets are stretched and they've got less available, and therefore if they do splash out, it's harder to pull that back, and so you can end up paying for Christmas for the whole rest of the year. But it's also true that, you know, the marketing is seductive, and the pressure on people, particularly with kids, to buy the latest electronic gadget is really tricky. But actually, kids want a great family Christmas. They don't necessarily need that particular electronic toy.
No. Joanna, many thanks. Joanna Elton from the Money